Hey, Mr. Montagna, thanks so much for taking the time to join us again this year.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jason.
It's become a bit of an annual tradition, you know. Memorial Day comes and rolls around on the horizon, and we get you and Gary and all and the whole gang to come back and just explain why it's something you know you have to do. You have to have that calendar marked every year, why it's such a good cause.
Well, you know, I realized that the first year I did it, which was 2002, that it went from basically something I did as a favor for my dear friend Charles Durning, who was a World War II vet and had been participating in the concert for a few years, and asked me to come do it that year. And I thought, all right, it sounds like a interesting, worthwhile kind of an event. But I didn't realize until I was a participant in it, really the impact it was going to have on me. It made me realize just how significant and how important Memorial Day is. And it's a term I've used often of that. I think it's our most important holiday because it's the one holiday that allows us to have all the others.
Right.
And so you don't have to think too deeply about that to realize why that's true. So it really just is that. Once that kind of hit me, the significance of it and the impact it would have on the people that were present and people who watched it on television and helped raise their awareness of that holiday, that's why it became so important to me.
That's great. And what would I need to we need to remind people too is that, I mean, the name Memorial Day, you know, a lot of people are all, explain why, you know, while everyone's doing their, you know, burgers and, you know, getting together and grilling out and even coming and enjoying a great concert like this, why it's different than other holidays in terms of there's a little bit of reverence. We don't say Happy Memorial Day for a reason. Explain how there's that sort of balance of the seriousness, but then we're also going to have fun when we come out.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I mean, it is almost a twofold thing because it's a solemn day of remembrance of those who made this, in many cases, the ultimate sacrifice that allows us to have a holiday, a day when we can go out. So, in other words, at the same time you're out having your, like you say, grilling a burger or watching the Indianapolis 500 or whatever you may do on that holiday. In other words, we've decided collectively as a country, let's put this day aside, this last, you know, Monday in May, and it's probably going to be across, you know, almost the breadth of this country. It's most likely going to be a nice day. It's a late, you know, it's early spring, or late spring rather, and yet on the other hand, like I say, there's the solemnity of that, of knowing that you're honoring people who have made the sacrifice, which now has allowed you to, in a way, have a celebration of your life, a celebration of our country, a celebration of those sacrifices weren't wasted. And so that's why it is kind of a twofold thing, which makes it somewhat unique among holidays. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So going into the twofold, we've talked a lot about the solemn remembrance part. Let's flip to the other side and talk about the great performers we have. Who all do we have in the lineup singing this year?
Well, we got my dear friend who's been there a few times, Alfie Beau, you know, who from Les Mis and Broadway and. You know, just tremendous. We have Spencer Baker, who was a finalist in the Voice in season 14. We've got Cynthia Erivo. As an actress, Charles Easton, country western singer. We've got Megan Hilty from Smash, who's been with us before, who's fantastic. We got Allison Janney, who just won the Oscar this year for I, Tonya.
She was hilarious in that, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Just incredible. She's a great girl, too. We got Mary McCormick coming back. And of course, Colin Powell will be with us as normal, and the National Symphony Orchestra. We got Graham Greene, the actor, Native American actor, going to be an Academy Award nominated actor.
Yeah.
So it's a full. It always is. Every year, it's a surprise to me, and I think this is like my 17th now in a row, and it always turns out to be, you know, just a wonderful evening.
Absolutely. And then not to mention you get all of the, you know, the U.S. Army band and chorus and Navy band and Air Force singers. And that's the really cool
part,
too.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things. There's, you know, there's video of, you know, there's the dramatic readings. There's sometimes there's even a few surprises. And then, of course, Joint Chiefs are always there. And, yeah, it's quite a night in Washington. I mean, especially if someone has never seen it before, it's a real eye-opener.
Awesome.
And there's a reason why it's been, I think last year was the most watched show on PBS for the entire year.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That's great. Yeah. Even more than like the 4th of July concert. Interesting.
From what I've heard, it was the most watched thing that PBS broadcast.
That's really impressive. Just sort of before we hop off here in closing. Talk about sort of how you and Gary Sinise have formed sort of a little. It's almost like a little buddy thing every year you guys do. Like, how great of a partner that
is. Well, it is a little buddy thing. I mean, you know, two guys from Chicago who kind of get together every year, yeah. I mean, I had come in, like I said, in 2002, and I had done the concert actually about 3 years prior to when Gary came in, because I suggested that they bring in Gary and the Lieutenant Dan band, because here's this guy who'd been traveling all over the world entertaining the troops with his band. And I knew he had such a strong commitment to our military. And so when I made that suggestion, they all agreed to it. And when he came in and performed, and I was hosting that year. That was the first year I solo hosted, taking over for Ozzie Davis, who had passed. Mm-hmm. And when the concert was over, Gary was so, as I was, he was so moved and so taken by the event. He said to me, you know, I'll come back and do this anytime you want. And that's what I suggested. I said, look, they just asked me to take over for Ozzie Davis to host this thing. Those are big shoes to fill. Why don't we do it together? And we've been co-hosting it now ever since. You know, he missed last year only because he had a new grandchild born that weekend. And and I had, of course, Lawrence Fishburne come in, who was certainly a perfect substitute. And but Gary will be back this year, and we look forward to, once again being on stage together.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Right, in the final question, why should our listeners come on out? If they've heard this, why should they come on out?
I would say this. If you just give it a shot, in other words, when you've been given this holiday, a whole 24 hours to have this day off in May, just at around, you know, whatever, look, check your local listings for PBS when it's on, usually from 8 to 9:30. That's where you go live Eastern Standard Time. Just check it out, even for the first 10 minutes. And believe me, if you haven't been hooked after the first 10 minutes, then something's wrong. And that's all I got to say. And if afterwards you want to go on with your day, that's fine. But I would say just give it a shot or tape it and watch it later, you know, in your VCR. And I guarantee people will be glad they did, unless I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of emails that lie every year, you know.
I highly doubt that. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Everybody, Joe Montagna on WTOP. Everyone come out. It's the National Memorial Day concert, and it is on Sunday, May 27th. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.